I'm just standing right here. Until I was playing with my motherfucking... Yeah, that's what I fucking thought.
Yay. And we're back. Oh, wait. Now we're back. Perfect. Hey.
Hi. I'm fucking screaming. I hate you.
I hate me more, trust me.
Oh my god, I look so fucking thirsty right now. Jesus.
Shut the fuck up. They call Kron the camel of the gay world. I don't know what that means.
Nobody knows what it means. But anyway.
Perfect. Anyway, well, hello everyone. Welcome back to Let's Be Frank Season 2. Sometimes you have to be your own supporter.
I agree.
I say...
I agree. What before you come at me, I agree. Anyway. Why are you looking at the camera?
Because it's going to be... Never mind. Welcome back to Let's Be Frank. We are back. And we apologize in advance because season 2 is going to be more intense, better. Stop, but you always like, you act like you've never been here before.
I'm a clone.
You can hear my neighbors like going in and out of like next to me.
I just need one good time for a bitch to open that door. Just one time.
No one's going to open it because guess what? My door is locked. I like these other white folks.
You know what ain't locked?
Yeah.
That boochie meow meow.
It's called the skeleton key.
I really can't with you right now.
Hide your dad. Anyway, so, season 2, we have a lot more fun things. Obviously, you know, we have a YouTube page, which we did the Summer Vacay Bundle on, so if you haven't seen that yet, it is a 3-part series. It is cute. It is fun. It was a nice little test run for us to get season 2
up and running.
Yeah, I mean, it's a well-oiled machine. We know what we're doing now. We have everything set up. It's great. It's fantastic.
I'm glad he has a plan because I don't know what's happening.
And that's why Kron is our social media girl. But yeah, but pretty much for our first episode, we just wanted to give you guys just a rundown of season 2. Just so you know, obviously we're going to have a few little topics. We have a few new segments we're going to do and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be great. Kron's here, so you know, it's not going to be as fun and great, but it's going to be somewhat decent.
Can't threaten you on camera, so we're just gonna keep rolling.
And that's how we have the cameras this time.
You're lucky.
Season 1, I was abused.
There's no proof.
Exactly, now there is. So now we're fine. So since we are back...
She's back!
We figured...
I'm scared.
We're told some stuff that we want to see make a comeback. You know what I mean? I feel like there's a lot of stuff, especially in his time, that has, you know, gone away and, you know, is no longer. So...
Bitch, I know you lost your fucking mind.
I'll give an example. Like, Kron, like the pyramids. You were around... Kron was actually the original Cleopatra. That's why his hair is purple now.
Please, Nick, hold on. Oh, you are a vile creature. Oh my god.
Creature's vile.
Oh, you said back in his time. God damn.
Back in the day, yeah.
I'm not even that old. I think I have, what, 5 years on you?
Yeah, a lot can happen in 5 years. It's a whole, like, a whole presidential term.
Let's not get political on this one,
no,
please.
No, I'm just saying.
No,
know,
I know.
A
just
lot can happen.
Don't say anything. Nothing at all. Phew. I'm literally in tears because it's a fucking pyramid. You probably don't know what this is. No, I mean, you probably know what Tamagotchi is, but there was like a Digimon one.
Oh, yeah.
But it was so much cooler than the regular Tamagotchi. Like, it wasn't as fruity as the Tamagotchi. And it had my Digimon characters on it. But I'd like to see those come back.
Oh, that's cute. I will. I don't know. Is it like? Would you get one if it?
Oh my god! I'd have three of them attached to the hip. I'm a nerd, a big old full time nerd.
They know.
They don't know, but now they do.
Now they do. Kron is locked in his room, hours on end.
No.
Karan has a video of him shooting someone on a video game. I don't know what it, I don't know what video game it is, but Karan's like, oh, you bitch.
You just see bitch. One little clip from Apex and you memorize
what
that.
Do you call it Apex?
Apex. Apex Predators.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Karan's the gamer of the group. I just, you know.
You play video games.
I play Pokemon. And I'm a nerd. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's nerdy.
But he's, like, also a pseudo-nerd. Like, you're not as nerdy as I think he is.
No, I think I give off nerdy vibes.
But then there's, like, certain shit you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I'm like, and then there's
I'm here.
Something I would love to see have a comeback would probably be, like, the OG Firecracker Popsicles.
They do make them,
but, like, they're not as big. You know what I mean? You remember, like...
I bet you like the big rockets.
That's the thing. You know what I mean? Like, like, I just want stuff to be bigger.
In your mouth?
Yeah. But and also just, like, you know, just, like, in general. You know what I mean? Like, everything's now so much more, like, you know, smaller.
Petite and, yeah.
And, like, for the same price, if not more. That's so stupid. Highway robbery. I understand, you know, we're in a recession. Whatever. Recession? Not the word. Digression. Depression.
I have all the above, so.
We're in the Quran era of,
don't
America.
Say that. No.
But I just want, like, I want the OG popsicles back. I want the big box. I just want it to feel like, you know, I just want to feel like a kid.
Okay, so you want, I mean, I guess that's nostalgia that you're looking for?
Nostalgia.
I miss the good old days where you could leave your front door unlocked and just...
Can't do that anymore.
Cannot do that anymore. Kids could do what the hell they wanted to do and didn't have to worry about perverts.
I miss strict parenting. Why are you talking to your child like they're your friend?
Yeah, it's a little
that's
strange.
Weird.
It could have been to me.
I'm not saying hit your kid by any means.
I'm saying hit your kid.
Okay, well, that's wrong.
Pop that.
We're two different people. I'm not saying hit your kid. I'm not saying, you know, there is a correct way to parent, but there definitely is a wrong way to parent. And that is talking gentle parenting. How about we use our big boy voice and tell us what we want while they're having a full-blown temper tantrum? I could never.
Yeah, my mom would get down and be like, you want to go to the bathroom? Get right in my ear. And it would shut that shit down immediately.
That's the thing. You're not... I don't know. I'm not a parent. I really, like... It's just what I see from where I work. But seeing one form of parenting and the other form of parenting, I rather just, you know, threaten my child than call it a day. So bring that back. Bring back threatening your 3-year-old for their temper tantrums.
Because I just have no words. Like, that was crazy. Anything else I'd rather bring back? Oh my god, what the hell were the name of those? It was these little clips. And it would go into your... It looked like a little radio, like a set player. I have to look it up. I have to find it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What's it called? Easy Clips?
The only thing easy here is Quran. The BBL jersey.
Oh my god.
Well, Quran's looking that up. I'd like to bring up the $1 McChicken. Because why is that shit like $3.99 now? You know that?
Wait,
I mean, chicken's like $3.99. I'm almost
so there's no more dollar menu.
Let me. There is, but the McChicken's not on it. The McChicken is a national treasure.
What did you just say?
A national treasure. A McChicken's $3. That's crazy to me.
It's the anger in
that's
your eyes.
That's a $300 ups. Up. It was originally on the dollar menu. It's just not making sense to me. I would love to have the Dollar McChicken back. Did you find it yet?
No. Oh my god. What are they called? Keep going. I'll find it.
What else do I want to bring back? What else am I mad about? Oh, I mean good... I mean, a bias, but like good cartoon shows. I mean, you know, our prime was, you know, like Billy and Mandy... Dexter's Lab, Foster and Imaginary Friends, Codename Kids Next Door, SpongeBob.
I agree.
I mean, Hey Arnold.
Oh, I was about to say Hey Arnold.
Doug. Oh, what's that one about the people in the Outback?
The Wild Thornberries?
Yes. What's that? Was that the baby?
It was the brother.
Yeah.
What was his name? Dobby?
I think so. I don't know.
Dobby, isn't Darwin, Eliza.
What's the daughter's name?
Isn't it Eliza? Eliza Thornberry?
Is it? I think so. I don't know. Great show. I like Cat Dog.
Cat Dog was crazy. Ren and Stimpy was even crazier.
That, yeah. Cat Dog, always wonder how they went to the bathroom. Because there's...
Oh.
You know what I mean? They're one entity.
Ew. That's actually really gross.
I probably love Foster on for Imaginary Friends the most. Or Codenames Kids Next Door. That's what I would say.
They were called Hit Clips. That's what they were called. Can
I
see them?
I have no idea what this is. Is that a boombox?
It wasn't a boombox. It literally fit on your keychain.
Oh. Okay. Show the folks.
I don't know if you can ever zoom in on there.
Do the hand behind the camera.
Wait, what?
You know how influencers always do and I have my product here tonight. I'm sure that's on my lock screen.
I don't know. We'll fix it later. But you used to be able to walk around with this thing clipped to you, and you could play music from it. It would be pretty loud. I used to get them for Easter basket stuff. Sorry, kids, if you're watching this. Hope you're not, but the Easter Bunny's not real.
Yikes.
Yeah, you know, can't lie to the children.
You've been lying your whole life.
No, I don't. The one thing I don't do is lie.
I want everyone to clip that next time Karan says something.
Anywhore. But no, we used to play with those all the time as kids. What else did we do as a child?
I was talking about the bean
things. Beanie Babies?
No, the things that were beans and you flick them, bean wars.
Flicking the bean? What's it called? Bean wars or something like that?
I think it's called bean wars. That's what I want to say. I'm not entirely sure, but you would they were obviously heavier. You would roll them down a little ramp or something like that. And then, is that Mahjong?
That was Mahjong.
That's not what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? They're all different characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry. Excuse me. Burped. They're little characters, and you go down. Yeah. No. It's not Bean Wars. I think it's called Bean Wars. Anyway, but I used to play with those a lot when I was younger. No. Whatever, we'll figure it out later. But yeah, I used to do that. Thomas the Train, I used to play with a lot.
What was Thomas the Train?
Yeah.
I used to play with that one with the Barnes & Nobles. That was my go-to spot as a child.
Oh, bring back the city floor mats.
Oh my god. Those were really cool. I guess they still
have them, actually.
They definitely
do. We just haven't used them.
Because we're grown-ass adults now.
Grand, agent. No, not on camera.
The one time you did something nice for me.
Because I would have put that.
I'm sure he would have. Bring back. What else are we bringing back? What else are we bringing back? I don't know. I guess in the earlier days, people had more common decency. Is that what the word is? More empathy.
Yeah, it's fine. Today's
world is just...
Bring back patience.
Today's world is so... I don't know about the patience part.
Because you don't have that.
I don't have that.
Our attention spans.
I don't have that either.
Wow. Bring back 4-minute songs.
Oh, that pair. No, actual album start to finish.
As Beyonce once said, people don't make albums anymore.
No.
She said that back though in 2013. See, I know my Beyonce. I know my
I'm
Beyonce
surprised.
Trivia.
I'm shocked. What'd you say at the end of Beyonce?
I know my Beyonce trivia.
Oh. I don't know. I heard something to Victoria. I said, huh? Victorious.
No. I love Victorious.
That is a really good show.
Apparently they're rebooting it. Allegedly. I don't know why they should. They shouldn't.
Terrible idea.
I mean, it ended on a weird note, but it's fine.
So there's a lot of Nick shows. For good reason. Fuck you, Dan Snyder.
Yeah, you and your foot fetish.
Brother, that's not funny. I can't laugh at that. I can't laugh at that.
Anyway, What else? Anything else you'd like to bring back? Dinosaurs?
Dinosaurs? Of all the things you want in this world, you want have you seen that single Jurassic Park movie?
Yeah.
No. Thank you.
Not saying like...
I don't want to see a Brontosaurus. I don't want to see that bitch walking past
me. Do you want to see a T-Rex?
If I don't want to see that, what makes you think I want to see a T-Rex? This bitch eats plants.
I would love to see a pterodactyl.
Go look in the mirror, hun.
Would that be... Oh. You ate... No crumbs. Let the plate clean. Fuck you. Respectfully. Fuck
you. It was a sudden realization. You realized what I said.
No. You fucking... You suck.
Ooh, I do suck very well.
Ask your dads.
Yikes.
Probably some of you.
Wow. That's crazy. I forgot the mics can't be that close.
Oh, I was going to say something in the beginning, but here we are.
But you didn't. It's okay. It's fine now. I think so. I'm just going to talk like this.
We'll figure it out.
Baby hell, Jersey.
I miss, like, real beef, like, in the song industry world. This shit we have going on now is fucking hilarious. Like, besides Nicki talking about Megan's dead mom 18 times, that was crazy.
She was... I can't.
Don't.
Whatever.
Do not. But, like, I feel like these new beefs are still, like, not real. Like, they definitely have little kikis at home like this. Like, oh my god.
No, the Kendrick and Drake beef's real, though. Kendrick hates that man.
I don't believe it. Like, I have a hard time in my heart of hearts believing that these people really don't fuck with each other.
I don't know. I mean, Kendrick and Drake did a song back in the day. I think that maybe there were, like, a few songs. Don't come for me. I don't know. But I fully believe Kendrick full-on hates that man. There's no doubt in my mind that Kendrick does not fuck with Drake.
I mean, I don't know. I just feel like it's all fake. Like,
I heard, like, Cardi B dissed Megan the other day, apparently, about something, about her album flopping. Whatever. But, like, do I believe that? I don't know. Do I believe Megan's album flopped? Different story. Do I believe that Cardi B shaded her? I don't think so.
Okay, I'm going to jump every time. I'm going to jump every time.
Kashima, stop.
What'd you just say?
I don't know. I can't say it again.
Don't say it again. Please don't say it again. My nose is dripping. I'm going to get off camera for a second.
Thank God.
You dumb dusty.
Yeah. It's still rolling even when you're not here. Since Karan is off camera, this gives me a great time to go into our next segment we're going to do. So season 2 is going to have some segments. So each probably episode or two that we have on the podcast or, you know, on YouTube, you're going to see it's going to be broken up into cute little segments. So we're going to do one where it is pay the price with the basement yard. Karan, fact check. Basement yard?
Yes.
Joe and I can't remember the other guy's name.
We're just going to say the podcast name.
Yep. But this is their game. I think Joe made this before the basement yard. I think. Don't fact check me. I don't know. But we're going to use this. We're going to do some trivia. And we're going to call it Let's Go Nuts. Because if you get the trivia question wrong, then we get to hit each other with Sawyer the Squirrel. So, yeah. So, welcome to Let's Be Nuts. Our segment in season 2.
I'm all dumb.
Karan, I will go first. Thank you. Let me ask you the question.
Oh, God. So you're asked a question?
Yes, I am.
Fuck me.
Karan.
Clear the semen out the back of your throat.
Nope, this is a... If you don't get this, I'm really upset. What number would it be considered a baker's half dozen?
A baker's half dozen?
All my bakers out there.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, come on.
No, it's 7, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, 7. Thank God. I'm like, I know this.
That was sad. Karan, grab a card.
You gotta grab a blue one?
Yes, not the red one. Red one's like a punishment type thing. Which we could do the punishments. No, let's just hit each other.
What company owns YouTube?
Oh, I don't know. owns YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Amazon?
Ah!
What is it? Well, Google. Okay, whatever. He's like, what are you doing? Why do you get these fucking questions? What color do you get when you mix red and blue?
Oh, my favorite. Purple!
What are we, like, what are we, in grade school? I get what company does...
You didn't know Google owns YouTube?
I don't know. I mean, to be fair, Amazon, Google, I mean, a lot of them can own a lot of stuff.
I kind of don't want to ask you this one. I feel like you're not going to know it.
Just ask it anyway.
Nike is named after a Greek goddess. What was she the goddess of?
God, being fast? I don't fucking know.
Chill. What is it? Anyway, so...
Victory.
Victory?
Yeah, the goddess of victory.
I'm gonna kill myself. Justin Bieber had this animal confiscated when he tried to take it into... Tried to take it on tour in Germany.
It has to be a monkey.
Yeah. I hate this game. I don't hate this game. This game's fun.
You better not be a smartass with this fucking answer. Name the largest mammal in the world.
Do I have to say it to get hit? Quran. It's a whale.
No, you already said Quran.
Like, I'll get hit for this one.
That was crazy. That was actually insane.
That was worth it. Worth every plush moment. What continent is the largest in the world? I just like to point out to everyone at home.
Is it Antarctica?
Kron's
Oh, Lord.
Is that not a...
The best day of my life is Asia, you dumb bitch.
Is it a country?
Continent. Asia's a continent. There's seven continents.
Isn't it Antarctica?
That's a continent. It's not the biggest.
I thought it was, anyway.
Asia's huge.
I got hit.
Before I was going to finish my sentence saying that Kron's began the easiest questions all day, but, you know, I stand corrected.
What does the Latin phrase carpe diem mean?
Oh, seize the day.
Fuck.
Thank God.
All right, now this game's about to go really left.
You're going to know this because this is you. What is the Hunchback of Notre Dame's actual name?
It's Quasimodo, right?
Ooh.
You just called me the fucking Hunchback of Notre Dame?
I sure did. Pick up a car.
Oh, you fucking ditzy bitch. I don't know this one.
Oh, okay.
The Woodstock Music Festival of 1969 took place in which U.S. state?
Which U.S. state?
Yeah.
I want to say Illinois for some reason.
New York.
I don't know why I didn't fucking say New York. Okay, cool. All right, we'll do one more round.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Quran. Which three countries are considered the Axis powers? Oh my god! In World War II, just like how we're in season two.
The okay. USA. No.
The Axis, not the Allies.
Oh fuck!
Germany, oh, Italy, Japan.
Fuck.
You said the USA.
Cry. America hates me, so it's fine.
Uh oh. Karan ain't doing well.
We're not gonna do that one because I don't even know that one.
What is it?
I don't know. It says
Read it for the
Measure girls. B is a law passed in Los Angeles County that requires all male porn actors to do this. Oh. But
wear condoms?
Yeah, but that was just a
weird... Oh, so I would have gotten that one right. That's fine. Why's it called Measure B?
I don't know. I hope you kind of get this one. In 2016, a gorilla named Harambe was shot and killed when a 3-year-old boy climbed into his exhibit. Name the zoo where this occurred.
Oh, it was it the Chicago Zoo?
Damn, you're so close. Cincinnati.
Fuck! Oh, okay. That was not
bad. I just spun it around for theatrics.
Damn.
Are we doing, you said we're doing one more, or that was the last one?
That's the last round.
Oh, just kidding.
Do you want to do one more?
We can.
Fine, we'll do one more for Kron. No, you're not getting that. That's too easy. It was, what color is the center of the Japanese flag?
Red?
Yeah. That's, oh. Okay, well, let's see if you get this. Let's throw back to 2020, year of the coronavirus. So the coronavirus outbreak was traced back to this Chinese city.
Fuck, it begins with a W, doesn't it?
I'm not allowed to give any hints.
I don't know. They used to call it something virus. The
Wuhan.
What? Damn it!
You dusty.
Ow! I think you broke my neck.
It's already broken. From all the... Never mind.
I hope you know this. At the end of the Titanic, Rose Dawson throws a diamond into the ocean. What was the name of the diamond?
It's called Diamond of the Sea.
No, because it's funny, because I answered that last time we played this shit, and it's the heart of the ocean.
Oh!
Every time.
You gonna hit me?
Oh, shit, I forgot. Imagine that.
Oh, and there goes the glasses. And there goes the game!
Oh my god, I thought they broke.
No one wins.
No, I definitely had way more answers right than you.
Yeah, because yours were, what color do you get when you mix red and blue?
Why do you sound like Patrick when you fucking read my cards? You are wearing yellow like fucking SpongeBob. Is that what you sound like when they enter you?
No. It's different. Very variation of sounds.
I'm going to throw up.
But yeah. Anyway, while Kron puts this together, we'll have Kron do that. That concludes our first episode on season 2 of Let's Be Frank.
Wow! I'm trying to do this at the same time. Don't mind me.
He's multitasking.
Really difficult.
Yeah, but we have a lot of fun stuff planned out for you guys. It's gonna be great. I would subscribe to the YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, all the fun stuff will be linked down below, or if you're on our Spotify page already, you probably already have us on Instagram and all that kind of stuff. But yeah,
the wheel.
We are gonna do You Spin My Wheel Right Around. It's gonna be another segment, but we need you guys to also help us do it. So if comment down below any questions you have for us, any topics you want to talk about, we're gonna throw them all on the wheel and spin it when we have like guest stars and all that kind of stuff, or even if it's just us. And we'll talk about your topic if it gets landed on by the wheel. Topic and or question.
Yeah, I like both.
Yeah, either or. It's totally fine. Appropriate or not, Kron will answer it.
That's a given.
Yeah. Yeah, but thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll see you on the next episode.
See ya.
Bye.